朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
顺着情欲就是肉体哈，大家不要以为情欲都是讲那种很低档的。
For anyone who sows to the flesh here is not just the lust or sexual desires.
必从情欲收败坏。
Anyone who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
But he who sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life.
不要自欺。
Do not be deceived.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
我想现在 在中国最热门最流行的是什么，大家知道吗？
What is the most popular thing in China now? Do you know?
炒股哈。
It's a stock market.
你种到哪一家公司，你就收哪一家公司的结果。
Wherever you sow your money in certain company, and you will reap.
原谅我用这么低档次的例子，因为这个很容易明白。
Sorry for this example, but it's easy to understand.
你种钱种对的公司，你就收得多。
If you sow the money at the right share, then you will reap more.
如果有人可以给你内线消息的话，
If someone can share with you inside information,
告诉你说三个月后这家公司的股价会是多少，
And then if they can tell you the stock price for this company after 3 months,
你高不高兴？
Will you be happy?
哦，你们都好神圣啊。
You all look very godly.
从前有一个笑话，讲到有一个人在海边捡到一个油灯。
This is a joke that someone found a lamp on the seashore.
他就好奇地摸一摸。
So out of curiosity, he started rubbing the lamp.
跑出了一个 genie.
A genie came out.
他说 ，What I can do for you, master? 他说我能为你做什么
？So says, What can I do for you, master?
他说我可以帮你做一件事情。
And then the genie says, I can
对，经理跟他说，我可以帮你做一件事。
I can do one thing for you.
那个人想了很久以后。
So the man thought about it for a long time.
他说我要明年今天的股票消息，哈，就是那个财经版的股票消息。
Okay, I want the stock market information of next year today.
这样他就可以好好投资嘛，对不对
？Then he will know what to invest.
哇，那个唰一下拿了一张报纸啊，明年这个时候的报纸。
And Jenny immediately got a newspaper.
然后 HP 多少钱 ，Cisco 多少钱 ，Google 多少钱，通通都出来了。
Okay, the share price for HP, Cisco and Google, they're all there.
他在那里看的时候高兴得不得了。
And then he was so happy looking at.
他比别人有最新内幕消息，明年的股价。
Because he has this inside information about next year's price.
你诚实讲嘛，你手上有这张，你高不高兴
？Okay, be honest. If you have this information.Won't you be happy?
就在他很高兴看完的时候。
Well, he was very happy reading the newspaper.
他把报纸折起来，在那里想，明年这时候我不一样。
And then he folded the newspaper, says, "I will be different today, next year."
他突然看见报纸折过来，后面有他照片。
And then he folded the newspaper. All of a sudden, he discovered this is his picture on the newspaper.
丧事启事。
Whoops.There's a memorial service for him next year. That he will be buried today, next year.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这个虽然不见得只是这么巧合，明年结束。
So it's a joke. Might not be such coincidence.
如果我们知道什么样子的投资，到最后会让我们所有的投资都失去了。
But if we know.What kind of investment would cause total loss?
你决定不会去投资。
Then you will not invest your money there.
弥陀僧弟兄时代是说不要存钱到快倒闭的银行。
During the time of Brother Watchman Nee, there's a saying, do not Do not deposit your money in a bank that's gonna go under.
我们这世代的人就会知道，你不要去投资那个快倒闭的公司。
And in our generation, do not invest your money on a company that will go under.
可是稀奇的事情就是，我们把我们的爱情、我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的恩赐，我们都投资到必朽坏的事情。
But then what's amazing is that we invest our love, our money, our time, and our gifts.Into something that will,
不要自欺
that will perish.
神是轻慢不得的
Do not be deceived. God is not to be mocked.
人种的是什么收的就是什么
Whatever a man sows, he will reap.
凡顺着情欲撒种的要从心顺着情欲撒种的要从情欲收败坏
He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的从圣灵收永远
He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天不光只是我们这个人花不花时间在神家的问题。
It's not a matter whether we spend time at church or not.
我们奉不奉献到神家的问题。
Or it's not a matter if we offer money or not.
今天是更深入讲到我们生命里面的问题了。
We're talking about something even deeper. It's about our life.
到底从我的旧生命出来的，还是从我新生命里面出来的？
Whether it's of my old self or the new life.
弟兄姊妹啊，这件事情是绝对不能够等闲视之，太重要的事了。
Please do not take this matter lightly.
我希望我们每一个人都在乎这件事。
I hope every one of us will care about this.
保罗说不要自欺。
Paul says do not be deceived.
你可以说余弟兄，你讲的太过头了。
You might say, brother, you're being exaggerating.
你说余弟兄那样子的生活太辛苦了。
It's too hard to live a life like that.
你觉得我目前的生活还好？
You think, oh, my life is okay now.
弟兄姊妹，我们认为好，并不代表它真好。
Whether you feel okay or not does not mean that it's actually okay.
我有一个很熟悉、很宝贵的弟兄。
There's a brother I'm very familiar with.
他现在不在我们中间。我二十年前认识他的时候。
I knew him from 20 years ago. He's not here now.
他说他的父亲长癌症。
Says his father had cancer.
他们不敢告诉他。
And they dare not tell him.
但是他们劝他去做健康检查，住到医院去。
But then they asked the father to get physical exam to live in the hospital.
他爸爸一直说我没有问题，我干嘛去
？Then the father says, "Oh, I'm perfectly fine. Why should I go to the hospital?"
但是他其实已经肺癌很严重了。
But actually, he had very severe lung cancer. But he didn't feel it.
就是我们不觉得，并不代表没有问题。
If we don't feel there's anything wrong, does not mean that there's nothing wrong.
我曾经说过，我的父亲非常会打乒乓球啊。
My father is very good at ping pong.
他这一辈子难得碰到几个对手，但是现在可能人越来越厉害。
There's hardly anyone that can beat him.
有一次有一个人跟他年纪差不多，打过他。哇，他心里面非常高兴碰到对手。
Once there's someone was his match and was very happy.
这一位老伯伯呢？这个健康的不得了。
And that elderly man was very healthy.
结果突然有一天发现他癌症。
And all of a sudden, one day he discovered he had cancer.
几个月内他死掉了。
And he passed away in several months.
我父亲告诉我。
My father told me.
他说这一位先生。
This gentleman.
他太信任他的健康。
He was too confident.In his health.
所以他认为他从腰以上的地方都没问题。
He thought there's nothing wrong, in his body from the waist up.
所以他每一次去做健康检查，绝对不检查他这一半。
So every time he went to get physical exam, he never examined anything above his waist.
结果他生病就生在肺癌。
But then he died of lung cancer.
他发现到他死只有几个月的事情。
It only took him several months after the exam.
弟兄姊妹，我们认为自己还好。还不错，并不代表我们真的还好，还不错。
If we feel we're okay, does not mean necessarily we're okay.
只要我们还顺着肉体活，弟兄姊妹，我们就是在大错特错的里面。
If we're still living according to the flesh, we're in a major mistake.
不管别人夸不夸奖我们
，whether people praise us or not.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要神开我们的眼睛呢。
We need God to open our eyes.
我自己讲这个道，我都需要神的光常常光照我。
When I prepare this message, I need the light of the Lord to enlighten me.
因为我们太容易活在肉体里了。
Too easy for us to live in the flesh.
容易到一个地步，它真的是我们的本性，这么自然的就活在肉体里。
It's so easy that we live in the flesh so naturally.
所以我们要怎么样子能够活在主里面呢
？So how can we live in the Lord?
在这里我讲到的是要从客观上同定事实的接受，到主观上在圣灵里。 脱离的经历。
In the second bullet, it says from objectively accepting the truth of being crucified with Christ to subjectively experiencing freedom in the Holy Spirit.
人家说听来的很容易忘记哈，过一阵子只剩下15%了。
It's hard to retain what we hear. After a while, we only retain about 15% of what we hear.
自己练过的会记得20-30%。
But then if we actually read it, we will remember more.
说过的大概会记得一半。
And then if we talk about it, we'll probably remember half of it afterwards.
真的经历过活过的会记得80-90%。
But if you experience some truth, then you actually remember about 80-90%.
我们从最低的开始进步好不好？
So let's make progress from the bottom.
我这句话写得太最长了，我想听过就忘了。
So this sentence is so long, I bet you probably forget about it already.
我们一起来念一遍。
So let's read it together.
就是我的第二个重点。
So that is the second bullet
from 客观上同定事实的接受到主观上在圣灵里脱离的经历。这样记得了哈。
Now do you remember?
在客观上
objectively,
圣经上告诉我们，我们一起念底下的那节经文，加拉太书5:24。
Let's read the scripture, Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 together.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。好，这是叫做客观的事实。
So this is the objective truth.
为什么？因为他说已经。
Why? Because it says have already.
我们真的相信我的肉体已经被钉在十字架上吗？
Do we believe that our flesh has been crucified on the cross already?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们很少用信心去接受这个事实。
We hardly accept this truth by faith.
他已经跟基督同钉十字架，已经死在十字架上了。
That our flesh has died on the cross with Christ already.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这叫做客观的事实。
And that is objective truth.
要怎么样子进到主观的经历呢？
How do we enter into a subjective experience?
我们需要靠着圣灵。
I have to go through the Holy Spirit.
我想举两个简单的比喻。
I'll give you some examples.
这个一棵大树，好像约伯记讲的，你一棵大树，啪一下你把它砍断了。
Say like you cut down a big tree.
你从底下的根把它切断了。
And then you cut off.
整个大树枝倒在地上。
And then the tree fell on the ground.
它其实死了。
Actually, the tree has died.
因为它跟生命断绝了。
Because the trunk is separated from the life source.
所以枯干死亡是它必然的结局。
So the trunk will go through withering and drying up.
可是你会发现很稀奇的一件事情。
But you will find something.
当这个树倒在地上的时候。
While the tree trunk falls on the ground.
你在未来的几天，你还会发现它的树梢可能还会发嫩芽。
In the next couple of days, you will still see the little branches budding.
你如果纯粹只看嫩芽，你以为它活着。
But if you look at those new leaves, you will guess maybe the tree is still alive.
就着主观来说，就着客观来说，它其实死了，因为它离开生命源。
But actually, objectively, the tree has died already because it's separated from the source of its life.
假装它是一棵大苹果树的话。
Say if this is an apple tree.
那你是一个头脑还正常的人的话。
And then you are a normal person with a clear mind.
你从那一天开始，你不会再去这个苹果树上找苹果。
From that day on, you will not go to that dead apple tree to look for apples.
虽然有新芽新叶子还在长。
There might be new leaves coming out.
但是你知道它死了。
But you know that tree has died.
当我们接受肉体同定的事实的时候。
So when we accept the truth that our flesh has been crucified.
你还会发现肉体好像在我们生命中会出现。
But you still see flesh, in our life.
而且你就要像看那棵倒在地上的苹果树一样。
You ought to treat it just like the dead apple tree.
你会接受它已经死的事实。
You have to accept the truth that it's dead. It's dead already.
所以我们需要用信心与我们所听见的道调和。
Therefore, we have to mix what we hear with faith.
有一个老姊妹在对着抗战的时候。
There's a sister during the war with Japan.
她还是一个年轻的学生，年轻的女孩子。
At that time, she was still a young girl.
她们那时候最怕碰到日本兵。
That time, what they're afraid the most is to encounter some Japanese soldiers.
多少人被抢夺、被强暴的。
Because many people got robbed or even raped.
当这次抗战 突然有一天收音机报出来说日本投降，无条件投降。
And all of a sudden the radio says, okay, Japan has surrendered. China has won the war.
哇，天后四起，他们都高兴得不得了。
People are rejoicing and celebrating everywhere.
可是在被他们所住的被日本人占领的那个小村镇里面。
But in that little village is still occupied by Japanese soldiers.
日本兵要撤退还得花一段时间。
Because it still took some time for Japanese soldiers to withdraw.
所以当他走到马路上，突然听见日本兵七正步的声音过来的时候，他本能的躲起来。
So while she was walking on the street and she heard the footsteps of a Japanese soldier, she instantly hid herself.
明明日本人投降了。
Yes, Japan has surrendered already.
但是那种习惯性的害怕，过去的经验仍然让他躲藏。
But out of his past experience, the fear still caused her to hide herself.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里面，神已经把肉体和肉体的激情私欲都钉在十字架上，因为基督得胜。
But in Christ, God has crucified our flesh and its passion and desires on the cross because Christ has won already.
这是事实。
And that is a fact.
我们要怎么样子从主观上我们可以进到这个经历来？
But how can we enter into this experience as subjectively?
因为怎么样，基督释放了我们，叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
When Christ has set us free, we are free indeed.
我们已经不再欠肉体的债。去顺从肉体活着。
We no longer owe debts to the flesh that we have to follow the flesh.
罗马书八章十二节十三节这里说，我们不再欠肉体的债。
Says we no longer owe debt to the flesh.
原来我都用很平凡的事讲哈。
Forgiving me for giving you a simple example.
在弯曲的人都很羡慕过一个生活，叫做。Debt free， 听过这两个字没有
？People in Silicon Valley like to live a life called debt free。
哦，这里的 mortgage 这个 payment 把人压得喘不过气了。
Because the mortgage is so heavy for everyone。
如果有一天突然有人帮你 pay off， 说你 debt free， mortgage free。
If someday someone pay off the mortgage， so you become debt free。
高不高兴
？Will you be happy？
怎么都还是这种表情
？How come？
就是那样，我们一定高兴的。
Of course, we'll be very happy.
今天在肉身里面，在基督里面，基督赐我们真自由，我们不再欠肉体的债。
Today, God has given us true freedom in Christ, so we no longer owe to the flesh.
去顺从肉体活着。
That we no longer have to live according to the flesh.
因为这边这个真的是需要看见。
We need to see this.
然后要来自取这个经历。
And we have to receive and then to experience it.
有一次有一个猎人。
Once there's a hunter.
看见一只老鹰。
And then he saw an eagle.
他脚上被一个捕动物的那个陷阱的那个铁器卡在他的脚上。
And it's actually got a trap on the claw.
他几次想飞一下就掉下来。
So the eagle was trying to fly, but because of the trap, it could not fly.
他的力量飞一点，他又掉下来，因为那个铁器太重。
So the eagle tried to make some attempts, but it always fall because of the trap.
他知道这个老鹰逃不掉的。
So the hunter knows that this eagle cannot escape.
就因为这个铁器突然掉的时候。
But then all of a sudden the trap was released.
我们可能因为痛的经历，让我们有时不太敢再努力了。
But maybe out of our painful experience, we dare not to try again.
可是如果我们真知道它掉了
，But if we know that the trap is released,
就让我们重新展翅上腾
，So we can once again soar up on our wings.
这是在基督里，他叫我们得自由。
So that in Christ, He has set us free.
所以在这里说，你们体贴肉体的，就是死；体贴圣灵的，乃是生命平安。
That's why the Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life.
所以我们需要知道第一件事情，肉体不应该再来辖制我们，我们不欠他的债。
So we ought to know that we no longer owe to the flesh, and He can no longer.
因为基督在十字架上救赎了我们。
Because Christ has redeemed us on the cross.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
我们要知道圣灵已经内住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit has dwelt within us.
罗马书以弗所书第三章说，神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Ephesians chapter 3 says God can achieve for us great things that beyond our imagination.Out of the power that's within us.
所以我们要认识这个的内住，大能在我们里面。
So we have to know there's a great power living within us.
第三件事情。
Third thing.
学习随从灵而行。
to walk in the Spirit.
既然这个圣灵在我们里面，
since the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
而且它正在运行，
and it's working now.
所以你要接受这个改变的大能和释放的大能，
in order to receive the great power of transformation,
在于你跟他之间的配合，
it's up to how you cooperate.
他发动我们跟谁？
If he initiates, we have to follow.
他要求我们顺服。
If he commands, we obey.
他运行，我们接受。
If he works, then we receive.
他立志，我们配合。
If he wills, then we cooperate.
因为他是活的，他在我们里面运行。
Because he is living and he's working within.
我们要学习随从他。
We need to learn how to do it according.
就像 Rick Warren 说的那个冲浪的人。
Just like Rick Warren says, those windsurfers,
他本身不能也不需要去制造浪。
The surfers do not have to create big waves.
那个浪是他自己来的。
The waves will come by itself.
而我们是要乘风破浪，顺着这个浪。
But we have to learn how to catch the wave.
今天圣灵在我们里面运行。
And today the Holy Spirit is working within us.
神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大能大力。
According to this great power that is at work within us,
充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God is able to accomplish things that are beyond our imagination.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当一个人真正这样子活在这种 transformation 被神改变的过程，
If we actually live in this process of transformation,
我们的人生是一个交换的人生，
Then our life is a life of keep replacing.
我们的生命是一个交换的生命。
Then our life is a life of replacement.
什么时候不再是我？
Anytime we say it is no longer I.
什么时候让我们活在基督里来自基督？
That is the time we live in Christ.
什么时候我们脱离肉体？
Anytime we depart from our flesh.
什么时候我们被带进在圣灵里面？
That is the time we are led into the Spirit.
什么时候我们脱离短暂的？
Anytime we depart from temporal.
让我们活在永远的。
Then we live in eternal.
所以他兴旺，我们衰微。
So when he increases.We decrease.
是一个新生命长进的名证。
And that is the proof that the new life is growing with.
越来越 he increase, I decrease.
So more and more he will increase and I will decrease.
基督越来越兴旺。
Christ will increase.
我们越来越衰微。
And we will decrease.
我们越来越没有自己。
More and more we lose.
越来越多我们活出了基督的自己。
And then more and more we live out the life of Christ.
所以我们要防备。保罗在哥林多前书三章所说的。
So we have to prevent the scenario that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3.
保罗说你们那时你们不能，如今还是不能。
Paul says you were not able to at that time, even now you're still not able.
有姊妹你把那时如今圈起来哦，这真的是我们的提醒呢。
If you highlight.At that time and until now,
那个时候我们不能够吃干粮。
At that time, you could not take spiritual solid food.
现在还是不能吃干粮。
Now you still cannot take solid spiritual food.
那个时候属肉体。
At that time, you were carnal.
今天还是属肉体。
And now you're still carnal.
有什么没有 spiritual delta, 没有属灵的不同长进。
There's no spiritual delta in your life.
有什么那是一个非常可悲的基督徒。
And that is a miserable Christian.
我们都要提醒自己。
Let's all remind.Ourselves.
绝对不让主来说你那是如何，如今还是如何。
Do not let the Lord rebuke us, says you were like this before and still now.
那时你怎样不能，如今还是不能。
At that time you were not able to, and still now you are not able.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们个人身上有很多肉体要对付啊。
So there are a lot to be dealt with in our flesh.
我们脾气不好。
Or we have bad tempers.
我们很自我中心。
Self-centered.
我们贪图享受。
We like pleasures.
或是我们这个人这个主观固执，我们个人的问题不一样。
We're stubborn, narrow-minded. We have all different kind of problems.
我都希望看见神改变的大能在我们身上改变我们。
I hope the great power of transformation is actually changing us now.
我想就着个人，我们个人自己应该都知道的。
So we all know probably our problems.
我们周围的人也可能早就已经抗议过、提醒过我们的。
Or maybe people around us already reminded us.
我们有太多的未得之地要让耶稣来改变我们。
There's so much land still to be possessed by.
请大家注意
Please be attentive.
当你脾气不好的时候
When you have bad temper
不是说你只要把脾气改好你就属灵
It does not mean that just change your temper you become spiritual
而是借着脾气不好这一个提醒跟这一个指标
But because you have bad temper that is a a mark, like a,
我们借着他来经历学习不再是我乃是基督
Through this bad temper, we learn what it means to live、as Christ living.
而当你真的借着改变脾气的这个点来学习不再是我乃是基督的时候
Through the process of changing your temper, then you get to experience it is no longer I, but Christ.
你就顺带的承受活出了基督其他的荣美来了。
Then, because of, this process, you end up receiving all the beauty, beautiful nature in Christ.
错误的宗教教导就是让我什么地方有问题我只是解决什么问题。
The wrong religious teaching teaches us to just solve the problem that is causing us problems.
今天就连很多基督徒也是掉到同样的陷阱里面。
And many Christians fall into the same pit.
好，只想解决我的问题就是脾气。
That we only want to solve our problem, that is our temper.
但是神是要解决我们生命本质、生命源头的问题。
But what God wants to deal is the source of our life.
所以如果我们在这个点上认真的话
But so if we pay attention and very serious about solving this problem,
我们就学习不再是我乃是基督
and we learn what it means to live
当你乃是基督
a life that is no longer I but Christ, when you experience it is Christ,
你决定不是只有脾气改变了你一定很多方面都改变了对不对阿父阿们
The end result is that not only that your temper changed,But many areas you experience transformation.
好像粽子或葡萄一样，你抓的一颗，整串都出来了。
Just like if you pick up a single grape, you pick up the whole cluster.
所以我们要感谢神，在我们身上给我们一个破口，给我们一个弱点，让我们来经历神。
Therefore, we have to be thankful that God exposed, that we have a weakness or something wrong in our lives.
这是我们个人的问题。
So that we can through the solving the problem.
教会也有肉体要对付的。
And that is for individuals and for church too.
保罗在林前三章三节说你们人是属肉体吗
And then Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3 says, Are you still carnal?
因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争这岂不是属乎肉体照着世人的样子行吗
Because there are envy, strife and divisions among you, and you are not carnal.And are you not carnal and behaving just like mere men?
一个属肉体的教会最明显的表现，哈，保罗说最突出的一个表现。
Of if a church is carnal, the most obvious manifestation.
就是在教会里面有嫉妒，有纷争。
That there are envy, strife, and divisions.
啊，这个Jim Simber 这个Brooklyn Tabernacle 教会的牧师。
Pastor Jim Simbala, the pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
他曾经说过，不是毒品。
He says it's not drugs.
不是逼迫。
It's not persecution.
不是因为教会缺钱。
It's not lack of money.
不是这一类的事情让圣灵担忧。
It's not these things that cause the Holy Spirit to grieve.
而是神儿女们中间的闲话、中伤的话。
But the gossips and slanders.
叫圣灵担忧，叫就会分裂。
That will cause the Holy Spirit to grieve and cause division in the church.
所以他在教会的里面，他一直做一件事情。
So he keeps up doing one thing at church.
每隔着一段时间，他们欢迎新加入这个教会的 member 的时候。
Every once in a while, when they welcome newcomers.
他讲到最后，他一定叮咛他们一件事。
Then, when he shared the encouragement, he always reminds them.
我们也感谢主带着很多新来的来我们中间。
But thank the Lord that for bringing many newcomers to our midst.
那原谅我，我也会不定期，我也希望我们教会有更多的领袖常常这样子的跟弟兄姊妹提醒。
And I hope more brothers and sisters, the leaders will remind everyone.
在我们中间，我们决定不容许在背后对人的批评论断。
That we will not tolerate aloud slanders or gossips.
如果有任何人伤害了你
if anyone harm you,
有任何人藐视了你、忽略了你、造成了你的不舒服
or despise you or neglected you, that you feel very uncomfortable.
请你直接去找他。
Please go to that person directly.
不管是牧师，不管是教会的长职，不管是教会任何的弟兄姊妹。
Whether it's a pastor, elders, deacons, or any brothers and sisters.
你直接面对面的跟他恢复和谐，一起祷告。
Go to the person, reconcile, pray with the person.
我们决定不容许，也不希望听见有人在背后批评论断任何其他的人。
We do not allow or tolerate any gossip or slander.
因为这是一件非常不公平的事情。
Because that is something so unfair.
因为你所批评论断他的事情，让他完全没有机会去解释。
Because you're doing behind his back, you're not giving him a chance to explain.
先不要说你是否加油添醋歪曲的事实。
let's not say that you might have exaggerated or say something untrue.
就算你讲的句句都是真的，但是对方却不知道。
Even if you're telling nothing but the truth, but the other person does not know.
我们都不完全。
We're all imperfect.
我们都有缺陷。
We all have shortcomings.
教会的长子、同工，每一个人都有弱点。
And all the elders, deacons, we all have shortcomings.
我们传道人每一个牧者，我们身上都有说不尽的软弱和弱点。
And all the ministers have shortcomings.
我们需要在爱中彼此包纳，彼此包容，彼此接纳。
We need to tolerate and accept one another in love.
我宁可希望你当面的责备，胜于背后的爱情。
I'd rather that you will confront instead of behind their back.
我在教会服侍的这些年间里面。
During my services at church,
我已经听过很多人当面说余弟兄我很爱你，但是背后我听见多少的话在批评。
I've heard many people come to me and say, brother, you, I love you, but yet they're slandering behind my back.
神的仆人最深最重的都还不是世界的逼迫和反对。
So those who hurt the ministers the most, actually are not from the world.
乃是神儿女们不肯当面。来交通，而在背后一直批评，一直重伤。
But they're from brothers and sisters who will not confront the slander behind that.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣自己都说，一个家若自相纷争，就必败落。
The Lord Jesus says, if a house is divided, the house will perish.
所以我们欢迎所有主带来我们中间新来的弟兄姊妹。
We welcome all the newcomers the Lord has brought.
我希望我们全教会一起来建立一个很好的家风。
We hope to create a very good culture here.
在我们中间没有批评论断背后伤人的事情。
That there will be no gossip or slandering that will hurt.
这是我一直为着我们教会过去这几年一直很感恩的事情。
And this is something I'm very grateful for the past several years.
虽然也许有些话我没有听到，但是至少在我面前，我没有听到什么人在背后批评论断。
Maybe I have not heard, but I have not heard any slandering or gossip.
我希望我们一起来维护这个好的家风。
I hope we together keep this good culture.
教会也有教会肉体的表现。
Sure, there will be some carnal expressions or
manifestations of the church.
That's why Paul says to the church at Corinth, so are you still carnal? For there is envy, strife, and divisions among you.
他说这岂不是属乎肉体?
Are you not carnal?
照着世人的样子行吗?
And behaving like mere men.
好，弟兄姊妹，我的信息要结束了。
But my message is about to end.
但是我希望我们在主的面前，虽然今天的信息有点重哈。
The message could might have been a little bit heavy.
但是我希望知道今天的信息非常非常重要。
I hope you know that this message is very important.
活在圣灵里跟活在肉体里。
There's a difference between living in the flesh and living in the spirit.
活在基督里和活在亚当里。
Or living in Christ and living in Adam.
活在新造里还活在旧造里。
Living in the old creation.And living in the new
creation.
And the difference is a matter of heaven and earth.
不要把它当作是一个要求和责备。
Do not take it as a rebuke or a requirement.
要把它当作是一个应许和祝福来竭力追求。
But a promise and a blessing that we ought to go after.
让我们都能够追求属灵。
That we will go after spiritual things.
脱离肉体和情欲一切的辖制。
And depart from the corruption and the bondage of the flesh.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。Thank you.